It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. Well, we've heard of Shovel Ready, but how about Microscope Ready? Out on Long Island at the Brookhaven National Laboratory, they just got a big jolt from the federal stimulus. The lab will receive nearly $185 million in new science funding to help jumpstart the construction of a new state-of-the-art facility for advanced research. This will build the world's brightest X-ray. To tell us more about the planned facility is Dr. Steve Durker. He's a physicist and the associate director for light sources, and he's in charge of the new project. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
So, this facility is called the National Synchrotron Light Source. First of all, you have to explain that to us.
Well, a light source is a large scientific user facility that produces very powerful beams of X-rays. Several thousand scientists from throughout the world come to the facility each year to use those X-ray beams and carry out experiments that enable them to determine the structure of materials with very high precision.
So this research into this light source will actually affect lots of things in medical research.
There are many applications in the area of life sciences. Scientists use it to develop new drugs that will help to fight diseases like HIV or Alzheimer's. And they also use it to develop new materials that are needed for future alternative energy technologies, such as solar energy, or to develop new batteries that would power future electric cars.
Now, would this project ever have gotten off the ground without the funding from the stimulus?
Well, the Department of Energy was committed to building the project, but the Recovery Act funding that was just announced will enable the project to be accelerated and for the jobs that are associated with constructing this facility to be created sooner than they would have otherwise.
And tell us actually what the money will go for. I mean, you have to build an entire building out there at Brookhaven, right?
Right. The ultimate total project cost for constructing this facility is about $912 million. What was announced yesterday is an accelerated provision of $150 million specifically for this project, which will help us to begin the construction of the building that will house the facility. That's about 400,000 square feet of conventional construction. And so there will be about 1,000 jobs associated with building that facility, which are going to be created sooner than they would have otherwise with this Recovery Act funding.
People probably think of science research as one guy with a lab coat with a microscope, but in this case, this is creating construction jobs. This is creating traffic out near Brookhaven. This really goes a long way.
That's exactly right. And then once the facility goes into operations in 2015, there will be about 500 permanent scientific, engineering, and technical jobs associated with running the facility.
So this has long-term effects as well.
Exactly.
Now,
and it's expected that the annual operating budget will be about $150 million long-term.
And what does this do for Brookhaven? Does it make it more competitive nationally or even internationally?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, this will be the most powerful X-ray source in the world, and many experiments will only be able to be done at NSLS-2. It will be open to researchers everywhere, but it will be particularly important for researchers here in New York and the neighboring states. Their easy access to the facility will give them an edge in carrying out experiments and in competing for research funding.
Okay, Dr. Steve Durker, Associate Director for Light Sources at Brookhaven National Laboratory, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.